Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 2, entitled The Lord in the Heart, text number 34. Bhagavan Brahmakarsh Brahma, sorry, Karchnena Trir Anviksha Manishaya Tad Ajavashat Kutasto Ratir Atman Yato Bhavit Bhagavan Brahma Katsnena Bhagavan Brahma Katsnena Tir Anviksha Manishaya Tir Anviksha Samishaya Tad Adhyavasyat Kutosto Tad Adhyavasyat Kutasto Ratir Atmanyato Bhavit Ratir Atmanyato Bhavit Bhagavan Brahma Katsnena Tiran Viksha Manishaya Tad Ajavasyat Kutasto Ratir Atmanyato Bhavit. Karchnena. Ladies. Bhagavan, the great personality Brahma. Brahma, the Vedas. Karchnena, by summarization. Three times. Anviksha, scrutinizingly examined. Manishaya, with scholarly attention. Tat, that. Adyavasyat, ascertained it. Kutastaha, with concentration of the mind. Rati, attraction. Atman, Atmani, onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Yata, by which. Bhavit, it so happens. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Great Personality, Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas three times, and after scrutinizingly examining them, he ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, excuse me, is the highest perfection of religion. Please repeat. The Great Personality, Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas three times, and after scrutinizingly examining them, he ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the highest perfection of religion. Purport. Sri Shukadeva Goswami is referring to the highest Vedic authority, Lord Brahma, who is the qualitative incarnation of Godhead. The Vedas were taught to Brahmaji in the beginning of the material creation. Although Brahmaji was to hear Vedic instructions directly from the Personality of Godhead, in order to satisfy the inquisitiveness of all prospective students of the Vedas, Brahmaji, just like a scholar, studied the Vedas three times, as generally done by all scholars. He studied with great attention, concentrating on the purpose of the Vedas. And after scrutinizingly examining the whole process, he ascertained that becoming a pure, unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the topmost perfection of all religious principles. And this is the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, directly presented by the Personality of Godhead. The Vedic conclusion is also thus accepted by all acharyas. And those who are against this conclusion are only Vedavaratas, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.42. Om Jnana Tividandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chaksvim Militam Jaina Tasmai Sigurvinima Kam Guru Diva Chalam Pungam Lungayate Girim Akribadaham Bande Sigurim Duni Taranam Brahmananda Maravam Shishtetanya Ishwaram. Oh, it's nice to be back here, speaking anyway, and all these devotees here. It's been a long time since we've had the association of the Vaishnavas in such a way, and it's very important. It's very enlivening, and it's, of course, very purifying. Because it's that sadhu sangha that gives inspiration. Just as here, Shukadeva Goswami, he's also giving, he's getting, but he's also giving inspiration. He's getting inspiration from seeing the example of Lord Brahma and giving that inspiration also to Maharaj Parikit. But getting that inspiration is very important in not just in a spiritual life, but a life in general, right? We're all looking for some kind of inspiration, some kind of example. Mahajano yena gadasa panta. The proper way to advance in spiritual life, but actually for in any principle, whether it be social life or political life or personal life, whatever the circumstances are, there has to be some good example. And here we're seeing the wonderful example that, first of all, Lord Brahma, he's accepted here as a great personality. Srila Prabhupada makes so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful points throughout this whole verse and purport. And we try and touch on a few of them. But here, Srila Prabhupada points out how Lord Brahma is a great personality. And, of course, we don't just accept it, that it's said something, that something is said like that. But it's also proven that Lord Brahma, Atene Brahma, Rida, Hadi, Kavye, Muyantya, Surya, Lord Brahma was directly given instruction, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport. He was directly given instruction by the personality of Godhead. So he wasn't just some ordinary person, very qualified to be in his position, as Lord Rishabhadev explains. Gaurona sasyat, sojanona sasyat, pita sasajet, janana sasyat. That, or daivanata sasyat. That, for that matter, one should not become even a deity, as Lord Brahma is considered here as a deity. He's the qualitative incarnation of Godhead. So it's a very responsible position, and one should not accept such a responsible position unless one, unless one is prepared to deliver one's dependence. One shouldn't accept an important post, whether it's a father, mother, manager, governmental head, unless one is prepared to lead those dependents in the proper way. They step up. They don't hide in bunkers. They don't disappear when there's some challenge. Disappear someplace and nobody knows. And then all of a sudden they make some noise from this place or that place. They make a little noise just to gather some attention. That's not the proper example. Here Lord Brahma is considered as a great personality. And he showed it by example. Example has to be there. Yad yada charity shestat. Krishna explains that in Bhagavad Gita. That example has to be there. Otherwise, common people, they don't understand. Oh, well, he said it, so I'll say it. Oh, he does that, so I'll do it. Common people, they don't have that intelligence. The reality is that everyone is not equal. Everyone is not equal. Everyone is being conducted by a certain mode of nature, which requires them to act in a certain way. We may have the same body, that's fine. We may have a human form and we may have a dog form. But they're different because there's different modes of nature. There's different mixtures. Not that everyone shouldn't have that same protection, otherwise, what is the use of being an authority? If you can't give that protection, that has to be there for everyone. Vidyavinaya sampane brahmani gavahastani. The responsible person sees with equal vision all living beings, whatever their status or condition may be, of life may be. That's not ignored. That has to be respected and that has to be protected and nurtured. Not that we just sort of cut it off and when it's not convenient, we do something else or forget them. They're insignificant. That's not the case. That's not the proper standard. And of course, that example is missing in the Kali Yuga. It's void. There's a gigantic void. And as a result, people don't know what is to be done, what to do and what is not to be done. And they act in whatever way the modes of nature flow. Today I may be very sattvic. I'm very clean, I'm very respectful, whatever. And then tomorrow I'm sleeping or agitated by the mode of passion. So the reality is that one should not accept a glorification, or one should not accept that post unless one is qualified or prepared to take up the responsibility of it. It's not a cheap thing. Here, Lord Brahma, again, he qualified himself because with great attention and concentration of mind, the responsible person has to, with great attention, execute one's devotional service, or one's service for that matter, whatever work it is. Whether you're a mechanic, a nuclear scientist, or a bhakta, you have to execute that work, that service, that engagement with great attention. So here again, Brahma is showing the perfect example. How with great attention and concentration of the mind, that has to be there. Vyavasi Atmika Buddhi, a.k.a. Hakuru Nandana. Krishna explains that in Bhagavad Gita. That when one is resolute in purpose, that path becomes easier. One can achieve that goal. Of course, in what we're speaking specifically about is a bhakti yoga. If one is irresolute on the path of bhakti yoga, there's no question of achieving desired goal, and that is Krishna bhakti. If the mind instead is many branched, bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam samarova navadiyate, that determination doesn't take place. There's too many other things agitating. There's too many other things floating in the mind. We all have that experience. Sometimes even we're sleeping, and we may wake up sometime in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden we're flooded with all sorts of thoughts. And we try as hard, try like anything. Keep your eyes closed. Sit still. Try and focus on something pleasant. But the mind is constantly flooded with all kinds of disconnected thoughts. Disconnected thoughts. There's absolutely no connection between this one and that one. They're just floating through, just bubbling up. And they harass the living being to the point where, it's time to get up. I can't fall asleep. I've been at this for the last hour or two. I might as well get up. So that determination, that concentration of mind, it has to be there. And Lord Brahma is exhibiting that here. Therefore, he studied the Vedas three times, which is very important. Three times, that repetition is important. We all have experience that when you repeat something, sweep the floor, sweep the floor. Don't cut it this way, cut it this way. Do this, do that. We tell the small child, no. This is not for games. Abhai, this is where you run your bicycle. You don't go out in the middle of the street. Okay? It's not safe. So when your good father or mother tell you, no, you play with your toys here in this driveway, or you play like this, or like, then that repetition, it sinks in. It's important. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam. Kalovana stevana stevana steva ghatyanyata. Even the Vedic literatures, simple instruction that in the Kali Yuga, the holy name, the chanting of the holy names, it's the only way. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. That instruction has to be there. That example has to be there. We have to repeatedly give that example and give that instruction. Again, it's not that we speak once and then we disappear. Or we say one thing and do another. That doesn't work. That's what we're experiencing in our modern society, in our so-called modern society, present-day society. That somebody's saying one thing and doing a totally different 5 minutes later. Or says totally the opposite 15 minutes later. What kind of leadership is that? What kind of security is that? There is no security. There is no leadership. It's headless. The fact is that society is, the present society is totally headless. There's nothing but morons. Morons. Totally clueless. Simply maddened. Nunam pramatta kuritevika. They're totally maddened by sense gratification. I gotta have money. And I don't care who's in my way. I gotta have sense gratification. I've got to have this or that. Now, I don't care what the problem is or what your excuse is, what your need is. If it facilitates me, great. Otherwise, get out of the way. You're nothing. It's permeated in the society due to the headless condition we're in. But here, Lord Brahma, with great attention, in concentration, he studied the Vedas 3 times. And after scrutinizingly examining them, why did he scrutinizingly analyze them? Here, Prabhupada explains that here in the purport. In order to satisfy the inquisitiveness of all prospective students. He studied them very carefully so that that those in the future, because in the future people will be confused. They'll think, maybe the Vedas are all about yoga practice or mysticism or dharma or some kind of other fruitive work, pious work. And Prabhupada explains that here in the last verse or last line of the purport. Those who are against this conclusion are only Vedavadarathas. Ya imam pushpitam vacha. These uninformed, they have no knowledge, and instead they read the Vedic literatures and they're attached to some flowery words and which recommend some fruitive activities or elevation to higher planets, good birth, power, opulent life. They become confused by these things. So he studied this very carefully and came to the conclusion, right? He ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of God is Sri Krishna is the highest perfection of religion. It's the highest perfection of life. Shrute shrutim na bhakti, what is that? Bhaktim udasya krishantiye kevalaya bhoda labdhaye. That it's the best path for a self-realization. These other practices, whether it's yoga or karma or mysticism or pious activity, these things, they sound good. And sometimes one may be confused by this. Therefore, the proper message, the clear message, has to be given. And Lord Brahma here, he's very clearly showing by example that if you want to truly understand, and if you you have to accept, first of all, the proper authority. He was accepting from the Lord himself within his heart. And Shukadeva Goswami's accepting that principle, and we are also accepting that principle. One has to accept the proper authority. Otherwise, what is the use of all your hard work? Right? Even the Bhagavatam explains that. If that study, one, again, may become very knowledgeable, spend a lot of time studying this thing or that thing. But if that study does not encourage one to endeavor to fix the mind on Krishna, then it's just like tending a cow which gives no milk. Your only reward is the hard labor. You can take care of a cow, that's very pious. But if that cow doesn't give milk, then what is the reward of all your hard work? So similarly, if one is not studying with concentration, with great attention and concentration of the mind, then and hears from the proper source, it's useless labor. It's all useless. There's no benefit there. So this is such a wonderful verse. Shukadeva Goswami is referring to the highest Vedic authority, Lord Brahma, who was taught from the very beginning of material creation. He was given, the reason he was he's glorified here is he was given a great responsibility. He was in charge of the material creation. It's not some little second level post. It's not when you go to the company and you're looking for who the manager is, and you end up talking to some guy who works in the in the basement, and he's in charge of taking care of brooms. No. So that resolute purpose has to be there, as we mentioned. It's just like if you're driving to Chicago, and on the way to Chicago you see some sign, exit Grand Canyon. And then you go, and so you spend some time there in Grand Canyon. And then you go a little further and there's an exit to the right, a water park. Okay, let's go to the water park. Let's spend some time there. And then you go a little further, on the left side there's another exit, go to the casino. So, what is the benefit? There's no benefit. There's no direction. There's no purpose. So, Krishna consciousness means to become resolute in purpose, to fix our minds, take example from great authorities, follow in their footsteps, and in that way, as Shukadeva Goswami states, Satyam Param Dhimahi, that we meditate on Him because He's the absolute truth. Without any doubt, we accept this. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? They can't what? Right, right. Well, they offer some benefit. They offer, they're assisting. They're assisting. Just like, the government has the president, whether he's there or not, who knows. But there are other cabinet members and sub-managers. They're all providing some kind of benefits. They're offering health care, or maybe they're offering some environmental protection, or maybe they're offering some kind of transportation. They're doing different services. So, we appreciate that. We appreciate that, but we don't glorify them. Oh, okay, well, he's the, because this guy is in charge of transportation department, then you know, we should glorify him and put all of our faith in. No. We know where his potency and his authorization is coming from. It's coming from the president. So similarly, we accept these other deities. We accept them as representatives and powerful personalities, and they offer some benefit, but they're all at the feet of Govinda. Hare Krishna Prabhu. How do we go about instituting head of society? Well, you know, it takes training. You know, the Krishna Conscious Movement is all about training. We're training those future heads of society. Society does not have a training process. They have no schools. They're defunct. They're totally bankrupt. Bankrupt not only in money, but bankrupt in knowledge, leadership, good qualities, etc., etc., etc. It's only there within the Vedic culture, within Krishna consciousness. So our business is study these books and become that leader. It has to be. It has to be you. You have to step up and do it. Otherwise, it's not going to change. Otherwise, the condition is not going to change. You can be sure. Because the demons are they have a grip. And they're not going to give it up. So we have to use some kind of strategy. And what is that? We have to become educated, and teach people. Educate the masses so that they can make the right choice. Because right now they don't have the education. They don't have the knowledge. They can't discriminate. Oh, well, we'll give you some money. Oh, well, we'll give you a tax break. Or no, we'll give you an extra $200. Just vote for me. Really? How can you put faith in that kind of mass? You can't. That's why I'm saying that we're not all equal. Because certain people have a certain level of intelligence according to the modes of nature. They're a human being, that's for sure. But society has to have a head. You have to have the head. You can have arms, you can have stomach, you can have legs, but if you don't have a head, then what is the use? But the head can't work by itself, as Prabhupada explains. The head has to have arms, it has to have a stomach, it has to have legs. But the head has to be there. If the head is not there, then it's not going to work. So our business is to become trained up in Krishna consciousness so we can teach people what is the reality. I think Bhagavati Maharaj probably had... Okay. We'll end there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
What a way to kick it off. So back to follow.